Hi, I'm Jill Dobson, and this is Fox News Food Fight, where we sink our teeth into the juiciest entertainment stories.
I'm Mike Straka. On the menu today, Wacko Jacko gets sued by a prince.
For our main course, Don Imus heading back to radio. Wonder what Al Sharpton thinks.
And for dessert, what will happen to Hollywood if the writers walk out?
Ready to dig in?
Bring it on.
First up, Michael Jackson is being sued by the Prince of Bahrain for $7 million. The suit filed in London's High Court alleges Jackson skipped out on producing two albums, a Broadway-like play, and an autobiography. And Mike, I think this is the end of Michael Jackson's career. This is the fourth person, at least, to sue him for breach of contract who says, hey, I'll give you a bunch of money, I know you're hurting, and you put out a product for me, and Michael just walks away and doesn't do a thing.
Typical Hollywood behavior. Here's a guy who gives this guy $7 million, say, I understand you had a hard time in your country, come live in my country, I'll put the bill, all you gotta do is a little work for me so I can get some of my money back. And he walks out on him. This is the fourth time, like you said, the third time. He's lost all three times, Michael Jackson.
Exactly. And not only that, but this happened. This guy, Michael Jackson, moved to this country right after he got acquitted on those child molestation charges. So when he was at his lowest point, no one in America wanted to touch him. This guy said, I'll build you a studio. I'll pay your living expenses for a year. And Michael walked right out.
It's like Grandmom always says, if you sleep with dogs, you get fleas. Next on the menu, the I-Man Don Imus is heading back to the airwaves in December after signing a multi-year, million-dollar contract with WABC in New York. Now, look, Don Imus is an old fuddy-duddy, and he obviously got in a lot of trouble by calling the Rutgers basketball team a bunch of, we know what he said about them. It's been all over the place.
Racist, sexist term.
Right. My take on Don Imus, I don't care how much ratings he gets, I don't care how famous he is, he doesn't have any place, he doesn't belong on radio. He just doesn't.
And I have to say, you know, I'm a big believer in freedom of speech. I think he should have the right to be on radio, but I don't know why anyone would hire him. I don't think anyone should give him a job. I don't think anyone should listen to him. But if you're going to give him a job, give it to him on satellite radio. But not on the public airwaves.
Yeah.
People don't need to hear that.
Right. And Opie and Anthony, also, they got booted to satellite radio. Now they're back on terrestrial radio as well. You know, these radio guys, they court controversy. It's how they make a living. And Don Imus, sadly, is no different than even Opie and Anthony.
Don't listen to him. Last on the menu, the Writers Guild is threatening a strike at the end of the month if it doesn't get its way in Hollywood. Now, Mike, this is bad news for our favorite Hollywood shows. They've stockpiled a lot of scripts in case this happens. But right around January, all our shows are going to run out of scripts. And you know what that means? Reality TV all the time.
Which is terrible, unless, of course, you're talking about American Idol. Now, here's the thing about the Writers Guild of America. The writers are saying, listen, the media are saying you're making all this money, you're forecasting all this money about online distribution downloads, but the companies, media companies are saying, look, we're not making any money yet, but yet the Writers Guild are saying, oh yeah, if I read an article in Business Week, you guys are projecting millions and millions of dollars. This is the future. We want a piece of that. That's where the disconnect is. I think they have a point.
You know, I don't think striking is ever a good choice, especially when you're on your way to oblivion already. Reality shows are huge. Writers can barely get a job because there's so few scripted shows. Now they're going to go on strike. If the ratings go through the roof while they're on strike, they might not have jobs to come back to, and I want them to have those jobs.
It's all cyclical. It's all cyclical. We're always going to need writers. Well, that was Fox News' Food Fight for this week.
Join us again next week when we debate the spiciest stories making news and entertainment.
Ciao.